Iran sentences couple to 10 years in prison for dancing. By John Hayward on February 1, 2023. Young Iranian Zaschias Haqqihi and her fiancé Amir Mohammad Ahmadi were sentenced to 10 years and 6 months in prison by a revolutionary court in Iran for the crime of dancing in public. The government also banned the couple from using the internet or leaving Iran. Haqqihi and Ahmadi, who are 21 and 22 years old respectively, were arrested in November and accused of encouraging corruption and public prostitution and gathering with the intention of disrupting national security. The couple used their popular Instagram account, which has about 2 million followers, to post a video of themselves dancing together in front of Azadi Tower, a cultural landmark in western Tehran. SBS News noted on Wednesday the seemingly innocuous video was treated as a criminal offense because Haqqihi did not wear the mandatory Islamic headscarf and women are not allowed to dance in public in Iran, let alone with a man. The name of the Azadi Tower, which is famous enough to have appeared on Iranian currency, means freedom. The dance video was therefore taken as a defiant expression of support for the Amini uprising, a protest movement that swept Iran after its thuggish morality police killed a young Kurdish woman named Mahsa Amini for not wearing her headscarf properly in September. Amini was 22 at the time of her death, roughly the same age as the couple Iran threw in prison for dancing. Iranian human rights activists said the couple was arrested violently and Haqqihi's family house was raided before she was arrested. The couple was denied legal representation and bail during what passed for their trial. SBS News reported Haqqihi has already been sent to the Karachi Women's Prison outside Tehran, an unsanitary dungeon that was once a livestock facility. Human rights activists have denounced Karachi for inhuman conditions, including shortages of food, medicine, safe drinking water, and even breathable air. Inmates are chronically malnourished and pumped full of tranquilizers by the staff. A former inmate held at the prison for political reasons described it as a torture chamber. CBS News on Wednesday quoted Iranian regime media claiming Haqqihi and Ahmadi were detained not for dancing, but for encouraging people to riot against the country and subversion. Zaschias Haqqihi and Amir Mohammad Ahmadi had published a call for a rally on November 4 and called for riots on their Instagram pages. During the riots, they used their page to advertise calls, including the call for November 4, a statement from the Iranian judiciary claimed.